Okay, Grandpa, did you serve in the Army during World War II?
Yeah.
Okay. How old were you when you served in the Army?
19 years.
19 years? Where did you go for basic training?
In Galveston, Alabama.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm. Fort Rucker, Alabama. Anniston, Alabama.
Fort Rucker, Alabama?
Anniston, Alabama.
How long did you go through basic training?
Oh, about 6 months.
6 months?
About 6 months.
Okay. What did you think of basic training? How was basic training? Was it pretty stressful, mm-hmm. rigorous?
Rough.
After you finished, of course, you got the rank of PSC, right? Private first class. After basic training, where did you end up going, Grandpa? What did yours say for you to go?
Well, no, I see something wrong there. The place I took basic training was Fort McClellan, Alabama.
Fort McClellan.
And then Anniston, Alabama.
Okay.
And I went to Fort Rucker in Alabama too.
Okay, your branch in the Army was it infantry?
Infantry.
Mm-hmm. What unit did you serve in?
Served in the 66th Black Panther Division.
How was life as a Hispanic in the Army, Grandpa? Was it different or... Well, was it basically the same, you know, as everybody else? You see all these reports on World War II, and they have African Americans, and they had.
African not in the Army. They didn't have most cooks and truck drivers or nothing, and then they went to nothing.
Okay. How long did you serve, Grandpa?
I served about 5 years.
5 years. What was your last rank?
PSC.
PSC. Do you know roughly what dates you started serving in the Army?
Huh?
Do you know roughly what date?
No, it was in 1943. I don't know.
Okay. Did you go to Italy, Germany, or France during?
Went to England, France, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Germany.
And Germany.
And Austria.
What kind of weapon did you use while you were in the Army, Grandpa?
Machine gun.
Machine gun?
Mm.
Were you ever attached to any other units? Were you in mechanized infantry or anything?
No.
Attached to the armor?
When the division was going overseas, we were in England, we were taken to France, and they started bombing most of our division.
Wiped out.
Then I was transferred to the 42nd Rainbow Division.
22nd?
42nd.
42nd?
Rainbow Division.
Do you know who your commander was, Grandpa?
No, I don't remember.
No.
Well, the 42nd Infantry Division, General Collins.
General Collins?
I don't remember that.
I have several more questions, but where were you when the atomic bomb went off in both places, in Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
I don't remember. I think I was in Germany.
In Germany?
Or Austria, I don't remember.
What was your most people, their reaction after the war ended was happiness. But what went through your mind after
coming home?
Coming home. How did you go about getting into the army? Did you sign up as a patriotic duty, or?
No, drafted.
You were drafted? What was life after World War II for you, Grandpa? Was it tough finding, getting a job, continuing the same job, or did was it pretty so-so? Mm-hmm. Did you receive any awards from the Army, from the Department of Defense?
Yeah, I got a lot of medals, but I got a good conduct medal, a Army Occupation medal, a European Theater medal,
My dad said that you had gotten the Purple Heart. Did you get the Purple Heart?
No.
No? Combat Infantry Badge?
Yes.
You got the Combat Infantry Badge?
Got the Combat Infantry Badge.
Okay. Could you go over some of the battles that you were in, Grandpa?
Well, I didn't like to look up because it was a Battle of Northern France. I got a better talk with it.
I also found out that the ship that you were in was torpedoed by a German U-boat, right? It was kind of tough, but do you remember which ship you were on?
It was a Belgian ship, the Leopoldville. The Leopoldville was a, I don't know the English flag, it was English, it was a Belgian ship with a green, the center of English.
There's English flag to it. And that's when most of the 66?
The 66 infantry division was wiped out.
Can you tell me what you ended up doing after the ship was torpedoed? I heard from my dad and from Uncle Boy that you ended up, you sounded an alarm and you jumped out into another boat or?
Into another boat, a British destroyer.
Jumped to a British destroyer?
Yeah.
So you did sound the alarm?
No.
No?
Or northern families.
Was that on the way to Normandy?
Yeah.
It was on the way to Normandy?
Mm-hmm. North of France.
How far were you from Normandy at that time?
About 5 miles, 5-10 miles. But you see the lights.
You see the lights? They start firing on the way down, or?
We left England and we went to La Hard Frame. You see the lights in La Hard when the boat was torpedoed.
Okay. And this one, the whole division, yeah.
Most of the division was killed.
At that time?
We were real cold, you know. They told us if you hit the water in 30 or 40 minutes, you're dead because the cold is going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the people jumped overboard and some of them jumped to the destroyer and come by.
How long was the jump to the destroyer?
About 10, 20 feet.
10, 20 feet?
The boat was sinking and they could come by and hit the city like that. This was going the way the people jump over and another one come by and another one come by.
One after another?
Mm.
Did you lose most of your leadership, like the officers?
Yeah.
At that time? Mm. So basically on the way to Normandy, you were attached back to the 42nd Rainbow Division,
no.
Right? At that time, or no? You stayed with the same?
No, it was a 56th, my office was a 62nd division.
Okay.
But after that, you know, there were not enough people for the division, so they sent us to another other office.
They just scattered y'all wherever they needed y'all?
Second time was the 42nd Rainbow Division.
42nd Rainbow Division?
Mm.
So basically y'all weren't the first to land on Normandy. There was
no.
Waves before. Were you in the, what wave?
No, that was way after the invasion. That was months after the invasion.
Months after the invasion. You have other places that you ended up going to, like England, Luxembourg, Belgium, Germany, and Austria.
And
of course, France. In Germany, where exactly in Germany did you end up going to, Grandpa?
We were in Linz on the Rhine. What's good? We were down in Linz on the Rhine. The Rhine.
What about France? Were you in anywhere near St. Lo or any of those places?
I was in St. Lo and Saint-Nazaire.
How long what was the longest battle that you were in, Grandpa?
It was better than Northern France.
Northern France?
Northern France.
How long did that last for?
Well, that's a long time. I wasn't going to stay that long because they just used it for replacement when that outfit was 13.
During your time in the Army, you never went to Fort Benning, Georgia for airborne training or anything?
I volunteered for the fire troops and they were taking us to Fort Benning, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They shipped us to Fort Rucker to replace us with the infantry.
So you never got a chance to do it?
No.
What was the motivation like for everybody in your division? I know throughout World War II, it seemed like it was fairly rough from watching news reels and stuff. But how did y'all keep your motivation going to keep going throughout the war?
Well, we didn't want to, but they kept after it. Do this, do that.
Compared to everybody else, how were, after you actually went through battles, how was the people, like the German soldiers, and were they fairly well clothed and fed, and did they seem like, or they were they just kind of basically put there in a sense, you know?
Well, I don't know, we were fed pretty good, but I don't know about that.
Fed pretty good?
You know, the reason I didn't die at that time there was because I had a sergeant and he didn't like me, see? So, when I was in Fort Rucker, he had me on guard, KP, and everything. Then every day I had a duty in the night. And I found out that was wrong. He had a lot of good friends there and they didn't do a damn thing. So I told him I went up to the captain. So then, I had to talk to the first sergeant and then to the second lieutenant, the first lieutenant, and I got to the captain and I told him, I said, I don't think that's fair for him to put me in guard duty every day and KP and all the stuff, but there's about 200 people there that are not doing nothing. So he called him in, you know, and he got on him and said, the only reason I don't court-martial you is because we're going overseas, but next time you do something like this, and I'm going to court-martial you. He didn't like me, so when the boat was hit, I was laying down and see they had this British boat, they have a hammock where you sleep and they got a table in the bottom where you eat, see. I was laying on top of the table, he went and kicked my boot. He said, Flores, you and Guzman, there's another guy who was from here, from Rivera, that was with me. You and Guzman go out and clean the machine guns, see. So when the torpedo hit, we were on top, but the rest of the guys in the valley, they didn't get out because the torpedo hit right in the stairs, going up.
So it kept them all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some of them got through the hole the torpedo made, but there were very few. That is why I went there, because he wanted me to clean the machine gun, you know, and I said, Sergeant, we just got to clean them. I don't give a damn, go up and clean them again. So we went up there and that's what saved us.
What's the save you?
It reminded me. The man jumped to the water and he was pretty sick at the hospital.
But did he survive? Or?
Mm-hmm.
He did survive?
Mm-hmm.
And you just kept on going? Mm-hmm. Going through? Did you all, how many people were from this area, from the valley? Were there quite a bit in your unit? Or?
No, I didn't think the one I knew there was not from Rivera.
From Rivera?
Mm-hmm.
Going back to Belgium. Where in Belgium were you at while you were in Belgium?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
In Luxembourg, that's a big country, Luxembourg, in Belgium. And
in Austria.
Austria. I went in Austria after the war was over.
When the war was over?
Yes, and so then I volunteered there for the regular army in Austria. I was volunteered for 18 months. In the regular army, and they're supposed to send us back there, but they didn't send us back. They sent me to Fort Hood, Texas.
Oh, back to Fort Hood?
Mm-hmm.